From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will withdraw from the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement on his first day in office. In a video message posted to YouTube Monday, Trump called the TPP a potential disaster for the United States. He said he would instead negotiate what he called fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back into American shores. Trump continued to meet Tuesday in New York with more candidates to fill key jobs in his new administration and people with expertise on policy issues. Trump had lunch with editors and reporters from the New York Times, whose articles he has often attacked as untrue or unfair. On another topic, Trump says he has no intention of pursuing investigations of Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of private email servers while the Secretary of State. An Iranian official says more than 1,000 of his country's soldiers have been killed in Syria since Iran decided to back the government of President Bashar al-Assad in the civil war. The Islamic Republic has been fighting in Syria since early in the conflict, but the number of Iranian soldiers killed has risen sharply in the past 4 months. Egyptian former president Mohamed Morsi has had his life sentence overturned by Egypt's top appeals court. The top appeals court Tuesday threw out the second of two life sentences handed to the ousted president for a conviction on espionage charges involving the Palestinian group Hamas. A death sentence against Morsi was overturned by the same court last week. The former president and his associates will be retried in the two cases that were overturned. This is VOA News.